My irritation level is so high right now. It's like comically high. Welcome to your Daily Lex.
Your Daily Lex.
There are some good things happening. One is my niece is here. My niece Lior, who is now 25, and who, as she knows well, holds the distinction of being the first baby I ever loved. Because, you know, I was a kid when she was born. And, you know, I wasn't that into babies, but I thought that she was great. I mean, I was a kid. I was probably 18 when she was born. Around there, 17 or 18. I'm doing some quick math. And but I'm a big fan of hers, and she's visiting from Israel for several weeks, and that's fun. And she's here with a friend as well, and we were kind of forcing them to stay awake a little bit yesterday so they could adjust on the time zones, and we took them out to dinner, and we went to this kosher steakhouse that Liam really loves, and we had told Liam, hey, you can't get the $80 giant meat platter. Sorry, bro. We let him do that on his birthday, but it was like, you're not doing that tonight. And then I told him that he and I could split it, so that was good too. And he expressed amazement that several months ago he'd eaten the whole thing by himself. I mean, I certainly could, but anyway. When we get there, you know, we're a party of seven, five of us plus these two guests, and they're like, yeah, we can't fit you unless you sit at the bar. So we're like, all right, we'll sit in the bar, fine. So we sit at the bar, and three of us are just getting blasted with freezing cold air. And they're like, oh, yeah, we see you're cold. Yeah, people complain in the winter that that seat's too hot, and in the summer that those seats are too cold, but you can move. So we could slide down to one side where there was not enough room, so we couldn't. Or we could slide down the other way where there was this woman who could not stop coughing her head off. And we're like, yeah, we don't want to slide down that way either. Eventually, coughing person left, and we did do some moving. But we had a lovely meal there. We kept the kids awake, and then eventually we went home, and almost instantly the two girls went to sleep. Anyway, that's not my annoyance. My annoyance is, and I can't even remember how much color I've given on this, on this podcast, but you know, when I was on the cruise several weeks back now, I had dropped my phone. That was sad. And they said, Apple said, hey, no problem. We'll replace it for you for free, which they did. The phone was fine on the front. The screen was fine, but the back was all cracked up. And I was like, well, if Apple will replace it for free, let's let them. I had that phone a couple weeks and then dropped it face down on the street. I have never done that before. And it got these very, very bright vertical bars along the left half of the screen. And these very, very bright vertical bars, you know, obfuscate whatever's underneath. And since those phones default to having always on screens, it was also getting extremely hot because it was maximum brightness in those vertical bars. And they really picked up a ton of heat, or generated a ton of heat. And made it so you couldn't see what you were typing. Like when you were sending text, you couldn't see the first word of your text because that's where those bars were. And just super annoying. Obviously, it needed to be replaced again. And Apple said, hey, no problem. $25. I mean, not 25. I wish. $99 and we'll replace it. I requested it on Thursday. Thursday. And then they waited all day Friday to ship it and said, okay, you can have it on Monday. And then this morning, FedEx said, it's going to be there by 10:30 a.m. And I was watching the truck, and it was pretty near here. And then at 10:31, it said, hey, we can no longer show you where the truck is, and you'll have it by 8 p.m. It's now been several hours since the phone has arrived, and I continue to be in this restart, reset dance of trying to set it up. You know, I'm trying to do the phone-to-phone transfer thing, and I'm done trying that for the day because it just continues to fail. And it feels quietly. Like, it just says, hey, I can't, I'm estimating how much time is remaining. But I let it sit there doing that for an hour. And at no point did it ever finish or even progress. And, you know, at some point it just starts showing you how much time is remaining, and it couldn't do that. So then I'm like, fine, you know what? I'm just going to restore from an iCloud backup. And it's like, yeah, I can't restore from an iCloud backup. I'm sorry. I'm not able to do that. You're like, here are your iCloud backups. And I just saw some error message I'd never seen before. I'm like, I can't use backup. Okay, great. So I made a fresh backup. Make a brand new backup. And my old phone says I need 1 minute to do this backup. And that took 15 minutes. I'm like, fantastic. And then it's okay, great. I made your fresh backup. And I'm like, let me try to use that. Cannot restore backup. Wonderful. So now I'm like, all right, I just want to kind of set it up from scratch. And it's like, okay, I got to install iOS 18.1 beta 2 again. It's installed it four times. Like, I don't understand. It keeps installing it. Sometimes it installs it without a progress bar. That's very exciting because then it clearly doesn't work. Other times it installs it and it shows the progress bar. Sometimes it says it needs like 5 minutes to install it. Right now it said it needs 45 minutes to install it. Now I'm at 28 minutes remaining on that. And it's just incredibly frustrating. I just want to box up the old phone and be able to use the new phone. I'm almost certainly going to end up having to to set this phone up, this new phone up from scratch, and like install all my apps one by one, which is incredibly annoying. So anyway, my level of hate and frustration is high. I am amazed that this is how Apple ships this stuff, because it sucks. And maybe some of it relates to my being on developer betas, but it's supposed to be handling that too. I'm not the first person ever to have a new phone whose OS might be on a different version than the old phone. That happens. That's the thing that happens. And it just crashes over and over again. So everything sucks, and I hate everyone, except for my niece. That's nice that she's visiting. Goodbye.
Lex. Bye.